Okay, so for this week's journal, we're going to discuss a treatment I have performed slash designed. We're going to be talking about a treatment I've performed while in the clinic this year. It's the most recent treatment that I've done. It was a pre-mod treatment on a women's basketball player's upper quad in like the hip flexor area. She had a strain there for practice, so once we deemed her ready to go back to practice and she was able to play, you know, somewhat tolerate the pain, we used this pre-mod treatment before practice because we wanted to regulate, control her pain level, so that brought it down. So that's a big reason why I selected that setting. Put her frequency I had her on was 8150 for pain control. And the intensity, of course, was based on her personal preference. A 20-minute treatment. Left everything else the same on there. Carrier frequency and all that stuff. Like I said, the intended outcome was to decrease the pain level that she was having. And the way we measured the effectiveness of the treatment was that she would get pre-mod and ice or pre-mod and heat. We were then give her a hip spica to limit the hip flexion of the hip on that side. And pretty much we would let her go out and practice that day. This was like in the beginning stage when the injury happened. We let her go out and practice and see how it felt. She had any major discomfort with it, which she didn't. She said the hip spike really helped along with the pre-mod treatment. So that was a good sign. We've done that for the past couple of weeks. Just to keep that under control. And now we're trying, she's slowly getting like strength back in that area somewhat. So she's not getting in the hip spike anymore, prevent that flexion, prevent the hip flexion motion. So that's also a good sign after a couple of weeks, going on 3 weeks almost, I think, since that injury happened. As for how that will influence my future clinical decision makings, it really just, not saying it's gonna have like a major influence, but really just, I guess you could say prepared me more, I guess, for more strains to come in the future, I guess you could say if, like, that could be a treatment, like an initial treatment that I could use for a future muscle strains, if they do happen. I would say that'd be like the big influencing factor for that injury and for that circumstance. And yeah, that's pretty much it for my journal for this week.